This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, this is the first game for Nokomis in the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. East Altonwood River lost to Hillsborough on Saturday, 41-38. That was a tight ball game all the way, but the Toppers prevailed by 3 over the Oilers. We'll have more basketball tonight from the Macoupin County Tournament and from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Nokomis in the home white uniforms, black numbers, black lettering, black stripes, along with a crimson stripe as well. So here we go, our Carter Sobel at 6'8 against Mark St. Peters at 6'8. A couple of big guys jump in center. We don't get to see this very often in the opening tip controlled by Nokomis. And this ball game is underway from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Here's Hendricks Barnes down to the big guy, Carter Sobel, who banks it off the glass and in. And that's how the ball game starts. Nokomis breaks on top 2-0. We played 15 seconds of the first quarter. Here comes the ball pressed by Nokomis. Into the front court comes Justin Engler. He's trapped. He finally gets the ball away. They give it over to Tavian Walker. Walker back out to the top of the key. The ball deflects away. Justin Engler is there to pick it up. They give off to Jake Wells, the sophomore at the top of the key. Off to Walker on the wing. Here's St. Peters with it. Back out to Walker. He fakes the shot. Drives down the lane. Runs into traffic. The ball pops out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Oilers. And it'll be their basketball on the baseline. Trigger man will be Justin Engler, the 5'10 senior for the Oilers. Engler takes a look, fires it out on the wing, out to Ryan Dawson, the freshman. Back out to Walker at the top of the key. Around they go to Engler. He hits the three. Engler gets the Oilers on top, 3-2. 7:04 to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's McDowell on the left wing outside the arc. Back out to Braden Sobel. Braden flips the ball around to Camden Ransdell in the right corner. Camden fires it back across to Austin McDowell for three. There you go, buddy. Austin's got his first bucket of the afternoon. Nokomis leads 5-3. 6:40 to go first quarter. Nokomis knocks the ball away in midcourt, but it's saved in the front court, and now they throw it into the backcourt. So an error caused by the freshman, Ryan Dawson, who did a nice job of chasing the ball down as it rolled into the front court. But then he threw it to his buddy, Tavian Walker, who was still in the backcourt over and back. Turnover number one by the Oilers. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis with a 5-3 lead and the basketball. This is pool play here for the first 3 days and evening for the Litchfield Invitational Tournament before they go to the brackets. Here's Hendricks Barnes from the corner. His 18-footer doesn't go. And Walker with the rebound for East Altonwood River. He comes into the front court on the dribble. It is tough against this Nokomis defense when you've got a 6'8 kid like Carter Sobel on the top of that 1-2-2 zone defense. Here's St. Peters down on the low block, out to Walker for three, no good. Rebound by Hendricks Barnes for Nokomis. Here come the Skins. Ransdell into the front court. Camden takes it around to the left side, gives it off to McDowell. Austin down to the baseline. Jump shot is up and no good by Carter Sobel. He battles for the rebound, feeds off to Braden. Braden puts it up from six and he's got it. Braden Sobel with his first bucket this afternoon. Nokomis with a 7-3 lead. 5.5 to go first quarter. East Altonwood River with the basketball. Here's Engler with it. Back across to Tavian Walker. Walker back to Engler as he steps across the midcourt stripe. Skins had him trapped. He got away. He feeds off inside to Jake Wells, who gets the layup. Wells, a nice move down the lane. His first bucket for the Oilers, and that makes it 7-5. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. 5:10 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Barnes on the right side for Nokomis. Back out to Carter Sobel. Back to Hendricks Barnes. They're looking inside for the lob to Braden Sobel, and it's off his fingertips out of bounds. Turnover number one by Nokomis. Nokomis will come with the ball press again. Tavian Walker gets the inbounds pass for the Oilers. Walker along the sidelines, right in front of the stage. Back across to Justin Engler. Engler trapped in the backcourt, and he double dribbled. And Nokomis defense makes you do strange things sometimes. And that's exactly what happened that time, as Engler picked up his dribble and then thought he was going to escape, and he's called for double dribble. Nokomis gets the ball back, leading 7-5 with 4:45 to go first quarter. Action from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. McDowell open for three. Yes, sir. Austin's 2-for-2 from the three-point arc. He's got six, and that makes it a 10-5 lead for Nokomis. The ball pops loose. It's tipped out of bounds. It's going to belong to East Altonwood River. Last touch by Camden Ransdell, apparently, from Nokomis. So the ball inbounded at midcourt by East Altonwood River. Here's Walker into the front court. Takes one dribble. Back to Justin Engler. Engler trapped by Nokomis. Now gets the ball to Walker. A bounce pass to the wing. It's out of bounds. Turnover number three by East Altonwood River. Nokomis will get the ball back, and now East Altonwood River wants a timeout. 4:18 to go first quarter. It's Nokomis 10, East Altonwood River 5. Back with more in 40 seconds. Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. A 10-5 lead for Nokomis. And the ball will belong to Nokomis following the timeout by East Altonwood River. Nokomis, the number 3 seed in this tournament. East Altonwood River, the number 11 seed. Here's Ransdell out front, off to McDowell, into the quarter to Braden Sobel. They lob inside to Carter Sobel, and he has the ball knocked away. The ball picked up, and Wells goes down and lays it up and in for East Altonwood River. That cuts the lead to 3, 10-7. Nokomis with the lead and the ball, the second turnover costly. Here's Ransdell. Jump shot from Hendricks Barnes, no good. Rebound by Carter Sobel. Sobel hammered once, hammered twice. Still battling for the basketball. Now Tavian Walker comes up with it for the Oilers. Here's Walker into the front court. Boy, those big guys get the banging inside. They're both 6'8". Mark St. Peters and Carter Sobel. And now down the lane and another layup by Wells. He's got 6. And that makes it a one-point ball game. 10-9, Nokomis with the lead and the ball. 3.5 to go first quarter. Been a pretty good run here in the last minute or two for the Oilers. Here's Ransdell with the basketball. Inside they go to Carter Sobel. Carter takes a dribble, and he is fouled. Mark St. Peters was in the neighborhood, the 6'8 kid from East Altonwood River. And let's see, we'll wait for it to put on the board. It's going to be St. Peters getting the foul. His first, team's first. And Carter Sobel will get a couple of free throws for Nokomis. And Carter hits the free throw. He's got 3 points tonight. Skins lead by a deuce, 11-9. 3:13 to go in the first quarter. Next toss is in and out, no good. Braden Sobel gets the rebound and puts it back up and in. From one Sobel to the other. 4 points for Braden. He's got 4, and that makes it a 13-9 lead. And now Nokomis forces the turnover at midcourt. Camden Ransdell comes down the floor, misses the shot, and Carter Sobel puts it back up and in. 5 points for Carter Sobel. That makes it a 15-9 lead for Nokomis. 2:52 to go in the first quarter. John Michael Marty, I'm hearing you speak in the background. If you want to make sure your microphone's closed there. We got a foul called against Nokomis, and this one goes against Austin McDowell, his first, team's first. East Altonwood River with the basketball. Here's Tavian Walker with it. Off to Justin Engler, 2:45 to go first quarter, 15-9 lead for Nokomis. Engler catches up to the ball into the corner, it goes to Ryan Dawson. Back to Walker, he hits it from the left elbow. Walker with his first bucket today, 15-11. East Altonwood River hanging around here in this first quarter, 2:26 to go. Nokomis with a 15-11 lead. McDowell off to Braden Sobel from 15, that one hit the side of the backboard. Braden dives for it. Knocks the ball back to Camden Ransdell. He feeds back out to McDowell, back to Ransdell in the left corner. Camden takes a dribble. Look, lobs the ball into Carter Sobel, back out to Ransdell for 3. Overshot it, but Braden Sobel's there, and he grabs the ball and puts it up and in. 6 points for Braden, 17-11. A 6-point lead now for Nokomis with a couple of minutes to go in the opening quarter, and a foul called against Hendricks Barnes of Nokomis, his first, team second. Into the ball game, Daryl Spruill, a 6'3 senior. Spruill coming in for Ryan Dawson. Walker will inbound the basketball. Ball comes into Engler, or into Jake Wells, rather, who's double teamed in the backcourt, and he's called for double dribble. Skins had him double teamed, Hendricks Barnes and Carter Sobel. And turnover number 5 by East Altonwood River. 17-11, Nokomis with the lead, a minute 54 to go. First quarter, here's McDowell trying for 3 in a row from 3-point land, no good. And Tavian Walker the rebound for East Altonwood River. Walker down the lane, and now we're going to have a blocking foul against Nokomis. Hand check foul against the Skins. And this will be against Hendricks Barnes. That's going to be his second, team's third. And it'll be out of bounds on the baseline. Off the bench for Nokomis comes Connor Engelman. Connor's a 5'8 senior. He's going to replace Barnes. Meanwhile, Justin Angler will inbound the ball on the baseline for East Alton Wood River. Ball comes into Jake Wells. Back to Angler. 100 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Walker from the free throw line. Back out front to Angler. Bounce pass inside to Spruill. Off to Tavian Walker for three. Around and out. No good. That thing was about two-thirds of the way down and came out. Nokomis the rebound. Ransdell goes underneath. Back door to Sobel. And Carter Sobel with 7 points. 19-11. Nokomis with the lead. Ball comes in to Angler. He's double-teamed immediately. Now they get it to Jake Wells. Wells tries to pass at midcourt. Knocked away. Picked up by Nokomis. Engelman down the lane. Lays it up and in. Connor Engelman with his first bucket. 21-11. And just like that, it's a 10-point lead for the Skins. 1 minute, 3 seconds to go. First quarter. Nokomis 21. East Alton Wood River 11. We'll come back with more from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament in 40 seconds. Coming up at halftime, we're going to talk to Pat Rance, the athletic director here at Litchfield. Just talk about the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. This is one of the best in-season tournaments in the central part of the state. It has had a wonderful reputation. They get corporate support from the Bank and Trust Company, McDonald's, and Schutz Sports to help put this tournament on, and it's a terrific tournament. They've got a great mix of bigger schools and smaller schools, and it turns out to be a lot of fun. Oilers with the basketball. Here's Engler off to Walker. Back to Engler into the front court. We're under a minute to play now. There's Tavian Walker back to Justin Engler. Into the corner it goes to St. Peter's. They feed underneath to Spruill. The ball knocked out of bounds. Jared Liley, a 5'10 junior, is into the lineup now for East Alton Wood River. Ball knocked out of bounds off the hands of the Oilers. Turnover number 7 by East Alton Wood River. Nokomis with the ball. 35 seconds to go first quarter, and Nokomis will run some clock here. Nokomis with a 10-point lead, 21-11. As Ransdell just stands out near midcourt, holding the ball on his hip. Now he gives the ball over to McDowell, back to Camden. 22 seconds and counting. Let's put things into motion with about 10 seconds to go. And give the ball off to Engelman on the wing on the right side. 14 seconds and counting. Here's McDowell with 10. Back out to Ransdell. Camden looking, goes right underneath to Braden Sobel. Braden dribbles once, puts it up, and it's fouled. So with 4 seconds to go in the first quarter, Braden Sobel will be at the line to shoot two. And the foul that time called on Spruill. That's going to be his first, team second. And Braden Sobel to shoot two for Nokomis. Skins with a 10-point lead, 21-11. Braden's free throw is short. And the 6'5 senior will try to knock the second one down. Matinee basketball here on this Martin Luther King holiday. Second toss, good. Braden Sobel with 7, 22-11, 3 seconds to go. Spruill with a long, long shot from midcourt. Comes up short after one quarter of play. Nokomis 22, East Alton Wood River 11. More coverage from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament in 60 seconds. 22-11, Nokomis in the lead. East Alton Wood River will get the basketball, and to trigger it in, it's Jared Liley. He gets the ball into Tavian Walker, and we are underway in the second quarter. Here's Walker at the top of the key. Nokomis still in that 1-2-2. They'll be in that thing forever. Round to the right side to Justin Engler. Engler, oh, a nice feed to Spruill down the lane with the left-handed layup. It's good. What a terrific move that was by Darryl Spruill, the 6'3 senior. His first bucket this afternoon, 22-13 the score. Nokomis with the ball and the lead. 2-3 zone put up by the Oilers. Ball goes inside to Carter Sobel through his hands. Braden's there to pick it up. He tried an off-balance shot. It's no good. And the rebound by East Alton Wood River. Here's Engler into the front court. Off on the wing, they go to Liley. Back out front, now Walker feeds underneath the Spruill shot. Rejected by Braden Sobel. Picked up by Carter Sobel. And back comes Nokomis. They feed underneath to Connor Engelman. Well, Ransdell was trying to feed Engelman, but the ball was out of the reach of Engelman. Turnover number 3 by Nokomis. So the teams trade turnovers. The ball will go back to the Oilers of East Alton Wood River. We've played about a minute here in the second quarter. Nokomis leads 22-13. Here's Tavian Walker for East Alton Wood River. Off to Engler. Off on the wing it goes to Liley, and now a 10-second violation as that Nokomis defense did its thing again. The Oilers just having trouble getting the ball moved beyond midcourt. And the ball will go back to Nokomis. That was the ninth turnover by East Alton Wood River. Here's Ransdell. Off to Connor Engelman. Back to Camden Ransdell at the point. Feeds off on the wing. Austin McDowell for three. Off the mark. Rebound Braden Sobel. Back out to Austin. McDowell free throw line. One-handed shot. Good! Austin McDowell with 8 points tonight. 24-13. Nokomis with the lead. Ball comes into Lyley. Off to Tavian Walker for East Alton Wood River. He lost the handle on the ball. Chased it down near midcourt. Now bobbles it again. Bodies on the floor. The Oilers come up with it. Here's Engler, and now a foul called out front on Austin McDowell. He got tangled up out there with Justin Engler. McDowell will get his second personal foul, fourth team foul, and it'll be out of bounds for the Oilers at midcourt, stage side, here at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. Walker inbounds the ball, or gets the inbounds pass, into the corner to Mark St. Peters, back out to Tavian Walker. Walker off on the wing, bounce pass inside to Spruill. There's St. Peters in the corner. Here's Walker. Free throw line jumper. He forced the shot. Rebound by Braden Sobel for Nokomis. Out to Camden Ransdell. Ahead it comes to McDowell. Austin back out to Ransdell. Feeds underneath to Carter Sobel. Knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Nokomis. 5:47 to go, first half. Nokomis leading 24-13. Skins have led from the get-go. Engelman inbounds the ball right underneath to Camden Ransdell. He had his shot blocked away, picked up by East Alton Wood River. Here's Lyley with the ball in the front court. Back out front to Tavian Walker. Off on the wing to Engler. Down to Mark St. Peters with a low block. He puts up the shot, no good. Good defensive play there by Ransdell. Had his angle shut down. And Nokomis with the basketball. Here's McDowell with it. Into the baseline it goes to Braden Sobel. His shot hits the side of the backboard. And East Alton Wood River comes up with it. 24-13, Nokomis in the lead. 5:12 to go, first half. Walker into the front court. Almost had his pocket pick. Now he's trapped. Finally gets the ball away into the right corner to St. Peters to Spruill in the lane. Left-handed layup, good! Another left-handed layup by Darryl Spruill, the 6'3 senior. A couple of nice moves from Darryl, and that makes it 24-15. He's got 4 points this afternoon. Nokomis with the ball. 4:50 to go in the first half. Nokomis leading 24-15. Here's Engelman. Back out front it comes to Carter Sobel. Back off to Engelman. Engelman into the corner to McDowell. Austin back out to Engelman. Sobel at the point. Carter around to Ransdell. Camden takes a look, puts it on the floor. Back to Austin McDowell. Open for the three. This one's off the mark. Rebound by Engelman. Feeds off to Carter Sobel. Sobel feeds inside the lane to Ransdell. Camden puts it up and in. Ransdell gets his first bucket tonight, and that makes it 26-15 in favor of Nokomis. Davian Walker with the ball for East Alton Wood River. Still in the backcourt. Now he crosses the midcourt stripe. He's double-teamed. Ball off to Engler on the wing. Back out front to Tavian Walker. Walker goes to Spruill, who drives down the lane, and now a charging foul. He ran right over the top of Braden Sobel, and that's not easy to do. Spruill gets a player control foul, his second personal, third team foul, 10th turnover. If you knock down Braden Sobel, you've done something. And Sobel took the charge that time. Hendricks Barnes back into the lineup, along with Ben Marley, a 6'2 senior. As Carter or Braden Sobel and Austin McDowell head to the bench. So a 26-15 lead for Nokomis, 3:40 to go, first half. Here's Ben Marley out front with a basketball. Ben fires around to Camden Ransdell on the right wing. Now to the left elbow, comes to Hendricks. Barnes and Hendricks shot no good. Battle for the rebound. Who comes up with it? Mark St. Peters. Outlet pass to Lyley. Lyley goes in for the layup and he gets it. Lyley's first bucket today. 26-17, and the ball thrown out of bounds by Nokomis. Turnover number five. They inbounded the ball and nobody was there, and it went out near midcourt, but nobody touched it. So East Alton Wood River will get the ball on the baseline. And Engler will be the trigger man. Engler looking. Gets it into Jake Wells in the left corner. Here's Engler. Back out to Lyley. Lyley gets the ball over on the wing to Sean McKee, a 6'2 junior, has just checked in. Back out to Engler. into the left corner. 3 minutes to go, first half. Nokomis 26, East Dalton Wood River 17. There's a dribble by McKee. His pass deflected away. Nokomis comes up with it. Here's Hendricks Barnes. Back out front to Camden Ransdell. Around to Connor Engelman on the left wing. Engelman, a skip pass to the edge of the lane. Back to Engelman. He's open from 15 short. Ransdell the rebound. Double team. Fires it out to Barnes. Hendricks from the right elbow feeds off to Sobel, Carter Sobel. And Nokomis brings it back out front and resets. 2.5 to go, first half. 26-17, Nokomis with the lead and the basketball. And goes to the baseline to Ransdell. He tries a reverse layup, and I'll be darned, he made it. I thought he was too far underneath, but Ransdell connects on the layup. That's 4 points for Camden. That makes it 28-17, and a foul in the backcourt on Nokomis. And this one's going to be on Hendricks Barnes. That's going to be his third. So Barnes gets right back in and comes right back out after picking up his third. So Austin McDowell back into the lineup for Nokomis. East Dalton Wood River with the basketball. They go inside to Spruill. Feeds underneath. A shot up and no good by Sean McKee. And McKee will be at the line to shoot two for East Dalton Wood River. Foul that time on Connor Engelman of Nokomis, his first, team sixth. So McKee will get a couple for East Dalton Wood River. First toss is right on the money. His first point today, 28-18, cuts the Nokomis lead to 10. 2:04 to go, first half. Braden Sobel's about ready to check back in. His next toss good. 2 points for McKee. And Braden Sobel comes in and replaces Ben Marley. So you got the Sobel boys out there along with McDowell, Ransdell, and Engelman for Nokomis. Camden Ransdell walks the ball into the front court. We're under 2 minutes to play in the first half. Here's Engelman. Back to Ransdell in the right corner. Camden looked at the basket and fired it off to Engelman. Now back to Ransdell in the corner. Here's McDowell. His quick pass to Carter Sobel knocked out of bounds by Jake Wells of East Dalton Wood River. So Nokomis will inbound the ball on the baseline. Engelman, the trigger man. Connor fires it out to McDowell. Austin for another three. There he goes. That's his third trade today. He's got 11 points, and Nokomis leads 31-19. Now the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to East Dalton Wood River as Nokomis pressure knocked the ball out. Wells will inbound the ball to Engler. 90 seconds to go, first half. Ball comes to midcourt to Spruill. Spruill into the corner. Off to McKee. Back out to Engler. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound pulled down by Camden Ransdell. 80 seconds to go, first quarter. Or first half, I should say. McDowell, number three. Another three for Austin McDowell. He's got 14 this afternoon. 34-19, Nokomis in the lead. A minute five to play. It's Spruill. Off on the wing to McKee. He's going to launch a three. That's an air ball. Picked up by Camden Ransdell for Nokomis. Under a minute to play in the first half. And Nokomis may run some clock here, leading 34-19. As Ransdell and McDowell stand out near midcourt. Play some pitch and catch. Now it comes to Carter Sobel along the wing. Nokomis led after the first quarter, 22-11. They lead 34-19. Clock continues to wind down. We're approaching the 30-second mark. As Carter Sobel takes a look at the clock. Nokomis continues to play pitch and catch with the basketball. Now Ransdell just holding it on his hip, looking at the clock. Clock down to 18 seconds. Kind of reminds you of the scene from Hoosiers at the end. Now he's going to put the ball in motion. 10 seconds to go. There's Ransdell with the basketball. Feeds underneath to Braden Sobel. Layup good! Braden! 9 points today. 36-19. There's a long shot by McKee at the buzzer. No good. At halftime, your score, Nokomis 36, East Dalton Wood River 19. Our live coverage from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament continues right after these messages. Well, for Nokomis to start this third quarter, looks like the starting lineup out there, with the exception of B.J. Chaussee. You've got Carter Sobel, along with Austin McDowell, Braden Sobel, along with Camden Ransdell, and sneaking into the lineup right now, 6 foot senior, B.J. Chaussee. For East Dalton Wood River, you got Tavian Walker, Mark St. Peters, Jake Wells, along with Ryan Dawson and Justin Engler. Nokomis with the basketball as we begin the third quarter of play. Nokomis leading 36-19, and we are underway. Here's Ransdell into the corner to McDowell. Austin, bounce pass back out on the wing, and the ball goes out of bounds. That was just out of the reach of B.J. Chaussey, and that's turnover number six by Nokomis. 7:48 to go, third quarter. East Alton Wood River with the basketball for the first time here in this third period. Here's Engler into the front court. Comes to Ryan Dawson, the freshman. Back to Justin Engler. Engler out front, hounded out there by Carter Sobel, the 6'8 sophomore. Off on the wing, a quick shot by Wells is no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Nokomis. Tomorrow night we'll have one game from the Litchfield Tournament, Hillsboro versus Nokomis. Our broadcast will come your way about 9 o'clock tomorrow night on WSMI FM 106.1 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. The Battle of Montgomery County tomorrow night from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Here's Nokomis with the basketball. B.J. Chaussey, jump shot from the wing, no good. And we've got a foul on Carter Sabo. Carter gets his first personal foul. Push in the back. His first, team's first, out of bounds for East Alton Wood River. Here's Engler with the basketball in the backcourt for the Oilers. We played 1 minute of the third period. Nokomis leads 36-19. Engler. Around it comes to Dawson. Back across to Walker. Here's Jake Wells with it. Back to Tavian Walker. Walker gives it off to Justin Engler for three. It's short. And the rebound by Camden Ransdell, who did a great job of blocking out. Ransdell into the front court on the dribble. Tries to go back door to Braden Sobel, or to Carter Sobel. And the ball knocked out of bounds by the Oilers. Here comes Spruill. Daryl Spruill, a 6'3 senior, back into the lineup for Ryan Dawson for East Alton Wood River. So Chaussey will inbound the basketball for Nokomis. Off to Carter Sobel. Hey, he's wide open from 15. Puts up the baseline jumper, no good. And the rebound by Tavian Walker for East Alton Wood River. He's into the front court, and a hand check foul right at the midcourt stripe by Nokomis. And this will be against Carter Sobel. It's going to be his second, team second. Out of bounds at midcourt for East Alton Wood River. Engler gets the inbounds pass, comes to Tavian Walker at the point. Flips the ball back to the right side, into the right corner to Mark St. Peters. St. Peters, the 6'8 junior. They swing it back around to Jake Wells. Jake hits the three-pointer. Wells with 9 points this afternoon. 36-22. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Chaussey with the basketball. B.J. puts it on the floor, dribbles back out to the top of the key. Off on the wing to McDowell. Long, long three. It's off the mark. It's off the backboard. Braden Sobel, a quick putback, no good. He ends up on his rear end. Here's Tavian Walker with the basketball for East Alton Wood River. He drives down the lane, misses the layup, and the rebound by Carter Sobel. Outlet pass to Braden. Braden takes one dribble and is fouled. Engler got him. Justin Engler will get his first personal foul, first team foul, and Braden Sobel will shoot two for Nokomis. Braden had 9 points in that first half. 1 out of 2 from the charity stripe. And he gets a couple here. First toss is right on the money. 10 points for Braden Sobel, a 6'5 senior. Here comes Hendrix Barnes back in, replacing B.J. Chaussey. Barnes didn't play a whole lot in that first half due to foul trouble. He's got 3 personals. And the next shot from Braden is right on the money. 11 points for Braden Sobel. That makes it 38-22. Nokomis with the lead. East Alton Wood River with the basketball, facing full court pressure. There's Engler. Off to Walker. Walker gets the ball almost to midcourt, then gives it off to Engler. Bounce pass into the front court to Wells. Walker inside to Spruill. Knocked away, picked up by Nokomis. Here's McDowell. Spinning into the lane. The ball knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say it came off of Austin. Turnover number 7 by Nokomis. And the ball will go back to East Alton Wood River. Walker with it in the backcourt. Picked up his dribble. He's in trouble. Gets it off to Justin Engler. Engler now into the front court off to Jake Wells along the right sidelines. Jake gives it back out to Walker, around to Engler. Here's St. Peter's, a bounce pass to Spruill inside. Knocked away, picked up by Austin McDowell of Nokomis. Turnover 13 by East Alton Wood River. Nokomis feeds down to Carter Sobel. And Carter has the ball stripped away and knocked out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Nokomis on the baseline. Skins leading 38-22, 4:52 to go in the third quarter. Ball comes into Ransdell. Camden brings it back outside the three-point arc. Here's McDowell, top of the key, about two steps away from the center jump circle. Back over to Ransdell. Camden a couple of dribbles back out to Carter Sobel. Around to Austin McDowell. Austin takes a look inside, nobody open. Comes back out front, 2-3 zone by East Alton Wood River. There's Carter Sobel out on the wing right side. Fires it back out front to Ransdell. Off to Hendricks Barnes, left side. Hendricks from on top of the arc fires it back out to McDowell. Austin feeds inside to Braden Sobel, who turns, shoots, no good. Rebound Hendricks Barnes. Hendricks from a bad angle puts it up, no good. Tip by Ransdell, no good. And now the rebound to East Alton Wood River. Out to Tavian Walker. Walker in with the layup and the plus one. Foul's going to be on McDowell. Austin's going to get his third personal foul for Nokomis, third team foul. Walker with the bucket has 4 points today. That makes it 38-24. That cuts into the Nokomis lead, and Walker with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. And Connor Engelman is back into the lineup, replacing Austin McDowell, who's now in foul trouble with three. Walker's free throw good. He's got five. That makes it 38-25. Nokomis with the lead and the basketball. Camden Ransdell out front with it. Off on the wing it goes to Engelman. Back to Camden. Down the lane. Oh, he had Carter Sobel cutting to the basket, and the pass was behind him. Turnover number eight by Nokomis. Ball back to East Alton Wood River. Nokomis with full court pressure, and East Alton Wood River running out of time. They finally get it into the front court. Here's Spruill down the lane. Lost the handle on it. Bodies on the floor, jump ball. Who's it going to belong to? Going to belong to East Alton Wood River. 3:36 to go, third quarter. Nokomis leading 38-25. And Jake Wells gets the ball in. Comes back out front to Engler. Around on the wing to Wells. Jake's three-pointer, no good. Engler retrieves it. Off to Tavian Walker. Walker from the left side. Now to Mark St. Peter's at the right elbow. Gives it off to Wells. To Spruill in the lane. Back out to Wells. Open for the three. It is good. Took a high bounce and dropped through. A dozen points now for Jake Wells of East Alton Wood River. That cuts the lead to 10. 38-28, Nokomis with the lead and the ball. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Camden Ransdell out front. Back around to Hendricks Barnes. He's open from 18, good. Barnes gets his first bucket today. 40-28, Nokomis. Now clock stopped as the ball got away for a second, and the official hands it to East Alton Wood River. They get the ball into Walker, back to Engler. Engler out of the backcourt to Spruill. Spruill behind the back dribble, feeds off to Mark St. Peter's, who puts it up, no good. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to Nokomis. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Nokomis 40, East Alton Wood River 28. Litchfield takes on Metro East Lutheran. That's a 5:30 game today. We'll have the broadcast tonight for you at 9:30 after our Macoupin County Tournament coverage. Tournament week, fun week here at FM 106, our afternoon matinee. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School in the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Engelman. Back to Ransdell, who traveled. Turnover number nine by Nokomis. And the ball will go back to East Alton Wood River. Don't forget, we'll have scores tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And you can find podcasts of all of our broadcasts at WSMIRadio.com. East Alton Wood River with the basketball. Walker off to Engler. Here's Jake Wells. Pass to Engler, deflected into the backcourt. Jake goes and gets it. Now back to Jake Wells. Back to Engler. Justin Engler off to Tavian Walker for three. Good. Walker with 8 points. That makes it 40-31. That's the closest East Altonwood River's been in a while. A 9-point lead for Nokomis. A minute 50 to go third quarter. Here's McDowell. Left wing outside the arc. Braden Sobel off to Carter, driving the baseline. Shot rejected in there by Mark St. Peters. It's out to McDowell. Austin for three, no good. And the rebound off the fingertips of Camden Ransdell of Nokomis. So East Altonwood River trying to climb back into this ball game. They're trying to make a little noise here. They trail by nine with 90 seconds to go third quarter. Here's Walker at midcourt, and he's fouled by Carter Sobel. And Sobel will get his third. Team's fourth. Out of bounds with a minute and a half to play for East Altonwood River is Jake Wells. Wells will bounce pass to Spruill. Back to Engler. Justin gives it over to Tavian Walker. Back to Wells. Here's a three ball. This one's off the mark. Rebound by Carter Sobel. He dribbles into the front court. Carter drives in, falls down, and we're going to have a blocking foul called against Tavian Walker of East Altonwood River. Walker will get his first personal foul, and that's only the second team foul for East Altonwood River. Out of bounds for Nokomis with 68 seconds to go in the third quarter. Skins leading by 9, 40-31. Here's Ransdell around to McDowell. Back to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell flips the ball to McDowell. We're under a minute to play now, and it looks like the Skins are going to run some clock. Here's Ransdell off to McDowell. East Altonwood River trying to spread out that 2-3 zone just a little bit and not trying to extend it too far. 37 seconds and counting. Nokomis with a 9-point advantage, 40-31. Nokomis has only scored 4 points in this quarter. One field goal and a couple of free throws. It's been a good third quarter for the Oilers, who are the number 11 seed in this tournament. Nokomis the number three seed, I should say. 16 seconds to go. Nokomis with the ball. Here's Ransdell off to McDowell with 11. Back to Camden at the top of the key. Ransdell looking, goes underneath for Braden Sobel. Off his fingertips and out of bounds. Turnover number 10 by Nokomis. 5 seconds to go, and East Altonwood River will get the ball back. Jake Wells looking to get the ball in, and we're going to have a holding foul called against Connor Engelman. Engelman will get his second. Team's fifth.
The accused there was number 14, Connor.
And out of bounds again for East Altonwood River with 5.1 to go. Ball comes in. Spruill from midcourt lost the basketball, and that's it. Three quarters in the book. After three, it's Nokomis 40, East Altonwood River 31. Back with the fourth quarter, the money quarter coming up in just a moment. Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. Fourth quarter action. A 40-31 lead for Nokomis. Nokomis with the basketball as we begin the fourth and final quarter. Here's Ransdell with the ball. Left side to McDowell, into the left corner to Braden Sobel. Back out front to Ransdell, around to Hendricks Barnes on the right wing. Hendricks looks in for the lob, now puts the ball on the floor. Back out to Camden Ransdell. Off to McDowell. Austin feeds back to Camden. Down low to Braden Sobel from 10. Good. Braden, baseline jumper from Braden. He's got a baker's dozen this afternoon. 42-31, Nokomis in the lead. 7.5 to play in this game. Spruill feeds off to Mark St. Peters, who drives in, puts it off the glass and in. His first bucket today. 42-33. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. Ransdell with the ball. Inside the lane to Hendricks Barnes. Tries to feed off to Carter Sobel. Carter grabs the ball, gets underneath, feeds it off to his brother Braden. Braden gives it back out front to Camden Ransdell. Back to Braden Sobel in the right corner. Here's Ransdell, free throw line. McDowell open for the tray. Good. He hits his fifth tray of the day. 17 points for Austin McDowell. 45-33 Nokomis. And Jake Wells tries to lay up on the other end for East Altonwood River and hits the underneath side of the backboard. Nokomis with the rebound. They feed off to Carter Sobel, and Carter is fouled. He'll be at the line for a couple. And the foul called against Spruill. It's going to be his third, team's third. And Carter Sobel at the line to shoot two. Carter's first free throw is good. He's got 8 points today. That makes it 46-33 in favor of Nokomis. 6:45 to go in the game. Next toss good. 9 points for Carter Sobel. 47-33 in favor of Nokomis. Oilers with the basketball, facing full court pressure. Walker off to Engler. Back to Walker into the front court. Inside the lane to Jake Wells. Off his tootsie out of bounds. No, they're going to say it came off of Nokomis. Break for East Alton Wood River. So the Oilers will inbound on the baseline. As Engler will be the trigger man. Fires it back out front to Tavian Walker. Into the corner to Justin Engler. His pass deflected away, picked up by Jake Wells. Wells for the Oilers, back out to Engler. Engler, bounce pass to Spruill, kicks it off to Tavian Walker for three. Good. Walker with 11 points. That makes it 47-36. That cuts the lead to 11. Nokomis with the lead and the ball, 6:12 to go in the game. Here's Ransdell out front, 47-36 to Nokomis lead. Ransdell off to Austin McDowell, left side. McDowell into the corner to Braden Sobel. Back out front to Camden Ransdell, who hits the three. Ransdell has 7 points today. That makes it 50-36 and increases the lead to 14 points. 5:48 to go in this contest. East Alton Wood River with the basketball. Jake Wells with it along the right sideline. Inside to Spruill. His shot no good, and the rebound pulled down by Ransdell for Nokomis. Here come the Skins. Camden off to Carter Sobel. Back out front to Barnes. McDowell wide open. A long three is no good. Rebound weak side by Braden Sobel. Out to Barnes. Free throw line jumper by Hendricks. Good. Barnes has 4 points tonight. 52-36. Nokomis with the lead. East Alton Wood River with the ball. 5:15 to go in the game. Here's Darryl Spruill. Down the lane, puts up the shot. We're going to have a foul. It'll be out of bounds for East Alton Wood River. Foul against Nokomis, probably Braden Sobel. Yeah. Braden gets his first personal foul, sixth team foul. Barnes is out, and back in is B.J. Chaussee for Nokomis. Engler will inbound the ball for East Alton Wood River, and it's knocked right back out by Braden Sobel. He timed that thing perfectly. Engler will try again. Engler fires the ball out front. It goes into the backcourt. This may roll all the way down the floor, and it's out of bounds. It's going to belong to Nokomis on their end of the floor. Turnover 14 by East Alton Wood River. An errant pass rolled all the way into the backcourt and went out of bounds. It was touched before it went out by East Alton Wood River, so Nokomis inbounds on the baseline. Chaussee in to McDowell. Back to BJ. Here's McDowell, top of the key. Into the right corner. Open Ransdell for three. Around and out, no good. Braden Sobel tried to punch it back in, no good. Here's a shot by Chaussee, no good. Another tip up, no good. And the rebound loose on the floor. Scramble for it. Spruill comes up with it for East Alton Wood River. And now the Oilers want timeout. 4:42 to go in the ball game. It's Nokomis 52. East Alton Wood River 36. We'll come back with more in 40 seconds.
Timeouts.
4:42 to go in the ballgame. Nokomis leads 52-36. East Alton Wood River with the basketball. Walker into the front court, off to Justin Engler. Engler dribbling the ball out front, back to Tavian Walker. Right side now, Jake Wells open for the tray. He got it. Wells hits his third tray of the day. He's got 15 points now, and that makes it 52-39. 4:18 to go in the game. Nokomis with the lead in the basketball. Here's McDowell. Back out front to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell just holding the ball on his hip. Gives it off on the wing to B.J. Chaussee. Back to Ransdell. They go to the high post now to Braden Sobel. Back to Camden Ransdell. 2-3 zone for East Alton Wood River. Here's Ransdell. Off to McDowell. Carter Sobel, left sideline. Into the corner to McDowell. Back to Carter. Carter Sobel, one dribble. Back out front. Camden Ransdell off to McDowell. McDowell. Now East Alton Wood River goes to a man-to-man. There's Braden Sobel down on the low block. Tries to give back to Chaussee. BJ gives it off to Carter Sobel. Carter off to McDowell. Austin in the left corner. Off to Carter Sobel. Turnaround 10-footer. No good. Ball slapped to the side. Picked up by East Alton Wood River. Here's Darryl Spruill. Gives it off to Jake Wells for three. No good. Rebound Carter Sobel for Nokomis. 3:15 to go in the game. Nokomis leading 52-39. Matinee basketball on this Martin Luther King Monday. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Here's Carter Sobel. Lobs in down low to Camden Ransdell, who puts it off the glass and in. Nice pass and a nice finish. 9 points for Ransdell. 54-39, Nokomis. Under three to play. East Dalton Wood River with the basketball. Engler with it. Out near midcourt. Off to Jake Wells. Wells, couple of dribbles. Back to Engler. Spruill from the free throw line. Good. Darrell has 6 points tonight. 54-41. It's a 13-point advantage for Nokomis with 2.5 to play. Ransdell with the basketball. Goes to the high post to Braden Sobel. Off on the wing to Austin McDowell. McDowell drives to the corner, and we're going to have a hand check foul. Call against East Dalton Wood River. And this one's against Justin Engler. Engler's second, team's fourth. Out of bounds, Nokomis. Mark St. Peters is out. And back in is Sean McKee, a 6'2 junior for East Dalton Wood River. B.J. Chaussey, the trigger man for Nokomis, lobs it into Austin McDowell, who in one motion grabs it and shoots it and makes it. 19 points for Austin McDowell. Nice play by Austin. 56-41. Nokomis in the lead. 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Davian Walker drives down the lane, puts it up, no good. And the rebound by Camden Ransdell. Off to Austin McDowell. A 15-point lead for Nokomis. McDowell spins in the lane, puts it up and in. 21 points for Austin. 58-41. 108 seconds to go in the game. East Dalton Wood River with the basketball. Inside the lane to go to Jake Wells, who turns, shoots, and scores. Wells with 17 points today. 58-43. Nokomis with the lead. The ball and 90 seconds to play in the game. There's Ransdell with it. Off on the wing to Engelman. Connor Engelman back out front tomorrow night. Nokomis will take on Hillsboro. And we'll have the broadcast of that tomorrow evening on FM 106. Here's McDowell with another bucket from right underneath. He's got 23. That makes it 60-43 in favor of Nokomis with 70 seconds to play. Here's McKee with the ball. Out to Walker. Now to Engler into the backcourt. Ah, they let it go. They say the ball was deflected. Driving down is Jake Wells, and Wells has a shot blocked from behind. Nokomis with the basketball and 50 seconds to play. So Nokomis will go to 1-0 in tournament play. Getting ready for their game tomorrow night against Hillsboro. Carter Sobel with a layup. He's at 11. That makes it 62-43. This was a 9-point game just about 4 minutes ago. And now Nokomis has exploded to a 62-43 lead. Timeout on the floor. 34 seconds to go in the ball game. We're just going to hold it right here because it's just for substitutions. Try to mention as many kids as we can. Coming into the lineup. Ben Marley's back in for Nokomis. Also in there is B.J. Chaussey, Connor Engelman. Let's see who else is in there. Mason Stewart, a 6'2 junior. Along with Isaiah Bruder, a 6'6 junior. And now a full timeout called. 34 seconds to go in this game. Nokomis leads at 62-43. We'll come back with more from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament in 40 seconds. Sean McKee with a bad pass for East Dalton Wood River, picked up by Nokomis. As Mason Stewart will bring it into the front court, 20 seconds to play. Mason down the lane he goes, puts it up, and gets a layup. So Mason Stewart gets into the scoring column, his first bucket today. 64-43, 10 seconds to go in the game. Nokomis going to come away with the win this afternoon. Here's McKee driving into the lane, no good. And the rebound by Mason Stewart, and that's going to do it. The final, Nokomis 64, East Dalton Wood River 43. We'll come back with a wrap-up in just a moment. Nokomis wins this pool play game, 64-43 over East Dalton Wood River. Scoring-wise for East Dalton Wood River, St. Peters with 2, 11 from Walker, 3 from Engler, 2 from McKee, 17 points from Jake Wells, 2 points from Liley, and 6 from Spruill, quarters of 11, 8, 12, and 12. As East Dalton Wood River, 3 of 3 from the charity stripe, had 16 turnovers with that loss. They're now 5 and 12 on the season. Austin McDowell led the Nokomis attack today. He had 23 points in the ball game. 9 points from Camden Ransdell, 2 points from Connor Engelman, 2 points from Mason Stewart, 11 points from Carter Sobel, 4 from Hendricks Barnes, and 13 from Braden Sobel. Quarters of 22, 14, 4, and then 24 in the final quarter for Nokomis. Nokomis, 6 of 8 from the charity stripe, 10 turnovers in the game. They had 0 turnovers in that fourth quarter. With that win, Nokomis now 13 and 5 on the season, 13-5 on the season, and 1-0 in tournament play. Next up for Nokomis in this Litchfield Invitational Tournament will be the Hillsboro Hilltoppers tomorrow night. That'll be a game we'll have on WSMI FM 106. We'll also stream it online at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to our coaches and Pat Renz, the athletic director, and all of our friends here at Litchfield High School for their hospitality. And a special thanks to our sponsors who made the broadcast possible. Hope you enjoyed the game. More basketball tonight from the Macoupin County Tournament, as we'll have boys action at 6:30. It will be Bunker Hill taking on Staunton, followed by North Mac against Gillespie. Then the Litchfield broadcast against Metro East Lutheran from the Litchfield Tournament follows that. That's all coming up tonight on WSMI FM 106. That's going to do it. Once again, the final, Nokomis 64, East Alton Wood River 43. I'm Terry Toad. So long from Litchfield High School in the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament.